Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Lost Traveler by Sheila Connolly, narrated by Amy Rubinate. Askahila Wairima. We live in each other's shadow. Chapter 1. The front door of Sullivan's Pub flew open, letting in the scent of summer and car exhaust from the main road that ran in front of the building. It was a beautiful day in June. The sun was shining and the tourists were flocking, or at least trickling, to Maura Donovan's pub, Sullivan's, whether it was for the authentic atmosphere, which meant that nothing had been changed in roughly 50 years, although it got cleaned occasionally these days, or the lively contemporary music that flourished several nights a week, something that Maura had revived only a few months earlier. She didn't care why the customers were coming. Business was steady, with a mix of visitors and locals. The rest of her life was going pretty well, too. Maura superstitiously knocked on the scarred wooden surface of the bar, with friends and with her relationship with Mick Nolan, which she refused to define, and with plans for the future. None of this was what she had expected when she'd arrived in Ireland the year before, but she wasn't going to question her luck. The new arrivals she could easily label as tourists, Mom and Dad and a sulky teenager who would rather be anywhere else than in a funky pub in a small town in some part of Ireland she'd never heard of. Maura amused herself trying to guess where they were from and what they were looking for in Ireland, a game she was getting better at by the day. The mom glanced quickly around the place and decided it wasn't menacing. No guys with tattoos or women with sprayed-on dresses looking for a date. There never were. That wasn't the kind of place Maura was running.